KKRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says the DOJ is taking its time to make sure they not only get indictments and prosecutions, but successful convictions against any government officials who might be accused of engaging in lawfare against Donald Trump.
This is where it's perilous. We have to trust that the justice system, the Department of Justice under President Trump and Attorney General Pam Bondi are doing the work to the investigatory standards to be able to get not only indictments and prosecutions, but convictions.
McGuire says the president and many of his MAGA supporters need to be reassured that Bondi is moving ahead with her investigations, despite some delays. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says additional federal law enforcement agents will focus on crime in Memphis starting next week.
Memphis is a world-class city, and before us, we have a generational opportunity to make Memphis a safe city.
And Lee's comments, courtesy of WATN-TV, 13 federal agencies will arrive in phases, including the National Guard. He said the National Guard members will not be making arrests and will not be armed unless local law enforcement officials request that specifically. President Trump devoted a portion of his remarks at the United Nations this past week to blasting green energy initiatives.
The primary effect of these brutal green energy policies is not been to help the environment, but to redistribute manufacturing and industrial activity from developed countries that follow the insane rules that are put down to polluting countries that break the rules and are making a fortune. They're making a fortune.
And this is SRN News. Pastors advise pastors in a new Lifeway study. Here's Michael Harrington.
The poll asks clergymen what other members of their profession should do to be successful in the ministry. The number one piece of advice is not to neglect marriage and family. Veteran pastors say there's a big risk that a young minister will be so focused on his congregation that his wife and kids suffer, causing problems down the line. The second most popular piece of advice is for pastors to always make time for personal study of the Bible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Also at srnnews.com, it's been nearly 2 years since Hamas's 2023 attack on Israel, and still anti-Semitism shows no sign of abating at American colleges and universities. School officials have responded in various ways to Jewish student reports of harassment and discrimination. Meanwhile, the administration has launched a task force to combat anti-Semitism at 10 universities. This is SRN News. The Federal Reserve's favorite inflation gauge accelerated slightly in August compared to a year ago.
The Commerce Department reports that its personal consumption expenditures price index was up 2.7% in August from a year earlier, up from a 2.6% year-over-year increase in July and the most since February. Excluding volatile food and energy prices, so-called core PCE inflation showed a 2.9% increase in prices from August 2024, same as in July. The increases were what forecasters had expected. John Scott reporting.
It pays less and less to buy and flip a home these days. The typical home flipping profit margin fell in the second quarter to its lowest level since 2008, with a typical return of 25.1% before expenses. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.